Greetings. Let us begin by adding a few extra pointers about the energies of this year. This year is also going to be a year of service for every single human on the planet. For too long, the human race has just taken and taken and taken from Mother Earth. This is a year where you give back. And we urge you to give back joyously. Each person, each and every person, will be prompted to serve in a manner that suits their unique structure. No one will be forced to do anything, but you will get the urge inside you, and we ask you to listen to this urge and contribute. For those who already work in the spiritual line as healers, as counselors and guiders, this work is only going to go further this year. Extend outward to more people who need your help and your guidance. Without overburdening yourself, extend your boundaries. Trust that you can do more than you have done in the past, and do this joyously. But for others who may say, I have no such skills, do not doubt yourself. One person may be a traditional, uneducated housewife, but this year she may get the urge to be a better mother and a better wife. That will be her service. A boss who runs a corporation may get the urge to interact with his staff more, listen to their problems and serve them better. That is service. Even a 5-month-old baby will be giving service by radiating new light that will benefit the family around it. Even an elderly person in a coma will be giving service by either doing the same, radiating energies, or by extending her stay to teach her family about compassion and caring. Everyone will feel motivated. Some will want to do it in new and unique ways. They may have done it in one way and suddenly they feel the need to work in a completely new way to offer service. And sometimes service, dear friends, is just offering a shoulder for a friend to cry on and listening in silence where they pour out their troubles. So service is all these forms. And you are light workers, each and every one here. Let the service arise. The most important is service to self. You know this. And that ties into loving yourself. So this year, pay particular attention to what you want to do for you, beyond all that has been shared. Do you want to give yourself a holiday? Then do it. Do you want to study something new and increase your mental capacity? Do it. Do you want to dress differently and present yourself differently to society? Do it. What do I need to do to serve myself? Has to be your first question. And start it now. Because this year, those who completely reject themselves, and there are many, who are high on the spectrum of self-rejection, they are going to cause havoc in their own lives. This is not the masters striking them down. This is people who then push themselves into quicksand and get sucked further and further into it. So you've got to listen to you and serve yourself honorably, joyously, honestly, with full faith. I deserve it. I deserve it. Another area that is upgrading right now is indeed planet Earth. She too is ascending. And this year, it is a very no-nonsense year for her. She is serving self first. So yes, you have heard of forest fires breaking out, heavy freezes in other areas, other issues happening, a drought, a famine, a flood. This is all Mother Earth now serving herself and cleansing that which she feels has built up to a level of toxicity that is not acceptable to her. Not to the human race or the other kingdoms, to her. And she has to put herself first. She is not punishing anyone. She is not hurting anyone deliberately. But if there is an area of excessive toxicity, she will cleanse it. Through fire, through wind, through water, through ice, through any natural element. This is going to spread even further than it has. It's only just begun. So, some of you may choose to serve her by tuning into these events and doing whatever you feel urged. One person may feel urged to stimulate the event. Another person may feel urged to give the event a level of calming energy so that it does take place, but in the most balanced manner possible, and so on. And each of you is indeed going to be called upon to try and help Mother Earth in some way this year, in your own unique way. Dear friends, you have no idea how much power you wield individually, leave alone as a group. And it's all about intent. There is no one way of working. Each one can be inspired by themselves. So, for example, let us say on a certain day, you feel urged to really work with the cleansing of the oceans, which are getting excessively polluted now. And you all know of the damage taking place in the oceans due to the carelessness of the human race. It's coming very close to a critical mass now, where your ocean life is really going to be very severely affected. So let us say you want to help the oceans and marine life. There are many ways to do it. You can sit and visualize the oceans as a collective and send energy. You can even take a small glass of water in your hand and visualize that as representative of all the water bodies on Earth and energize it with the intent that as I work on this, I'm blessing all the water bodies in the world. So there is no limit and there is no one way. Let yourself follow your own guidance. Please, please, please respect the elements this year. And when we talk of the elements, we don't just mean the obvious ones. All elements of planet Earth, be it the food you eat and the grains, or the flowers you have in your home or on your trees, or your natural habitat, all of this has to have a higher level of respect this year. Lead the way as light workers in your own unique way. Now, a third aspect. In this, the year of ascension, a lot of transformation is taking place in the human body. Slowly, each person is beginning to upgrade their body and instill in it new universal frequencies. This doesn't mean you are becoming aliens, but you are indeed activating more and more universal and what you call alien energies in your structure. Because it is the desire of the human race to move towards the fifth dimension. And the fifth dimension requires the human body to have much, much higher frequencies and more universal ones. So, you're all going to start sensing changes in the body. Some more intense than others. Some will be very, very gradual. Some will do this at a speedy rate. But your frequencies are going to start changing. This could have a physical effect that you will notice. For example, some people may notice that they perspire more than they did before. Some people may notice that the body now starts working at a more rapid rate of digestion than it did before. Some people, yes, may find an increase in weight, and others may find a decrease in weight. There also may be sensations you experience in the body which are not painful but are unusual. Just unusual. Now here, it is important that you tune in, because if it is a physical symptom arising, you must seek medical attention. But if it is an energetic one, you have to accept it and just work with it, because a doctor will not be able to help you there. And you can tell the difference. You can, because a physical one is very attached to the bones and muscles and nerves. An energetic one is more fluid, and it tends to shift, doesn't stay in one place at one time. Some of you may also notice as the year progresses that automatically you're changing your food patterns, eating more high vibrational foods, not being able to tolerate heavy oils and greasy food, changing other structures. Just go with this, because that is your individual body's way of showing you how to acclimatize to the new energies. The joyful part of this, dear friend, is this increases your connectivity and your psychic abilities tremendously. It doesn't mean you'll all become practicing mediums, but your intuition, your gut, your sense of people and situations is going to heighten tremendously with this new universal upgrade. Fly with it. Welcome it. Embrace it. Don't fight it. One last point about this year. Each of you, each of the human race, is going to feel now impelled to practice more and more five-dimensional work. What is the fifth dimension versus the third? The fifth dimension is Earth exactly as it is today, with you sitting and looking exactly as you do. But it is an earth in which the predominant energies are no longer greed and corruption and one-upmanship and me, me, me. But the predominant energies are instead compassion, caring, understanding, seeing things from other people's perspective, not just your own. Thinking more as a collective, what's better for us, rather than only what's better for me. It's just a much wider, more beautiful version of Earth. And these energies are already in all of you, but they come and go. And often you get trapped in the old third dimensional patterns that you have been familiar with for decades. So now it is a year in which you are going to be provoked to keep exercising five-dimensional aspects. To catch yourself when you're losing your temper and saying, how can I see this differently? To catch yourself when you are perhaps becoming dictatorial and say, can I shift this to a more compassionate and understanding way of working with this person? And so on. The urges are going to come. The awareness is going to come. But you have to do it. And the more you do it, the quicker you get towards your own fifth dimensional vibrations. People have a mistaken notion that the whole earth is going to shift in one huge chunk. It's not. Bit by bit, individuals are going to move into 5D vibration. And the more that join them, the more others will feel impelled to follow. So it's a process. It's like walking a long road with groups of people. Everyone doesn't cross the finish line at the same time. So now is really the time to start experiencing 5D in you, through your behavior, through your actions, through your thought processes, through your physical movement, and so on. So, dear ones, these are some of the points we wish you to be very aware of at this moment in time. We will add more as time goes on. But welcome 2025. Do not fear it. Do not resist it. Welcome it, as it truly brings you closer and closer towards the dawning of a vibrant new age on earth. Mother Mary blesses you all. A special blessing from the energies of Sai Baba. You are in the light and the embrace of the Ashtar command. Love and light from the energies of Meher Baba. A special blessing today from the energies of Maha Avatar Babaji. And last but not least, you are in the embrace of the Ganesh. Be light.